the way.
There'll be cream, de la cream, accent so serene.
Down in Georgia on Capitan Day. Gentlemen, be seated. Well, Arthur, why do you look so sad tonight?
Cause I got a letter from my wife yesterday.
Sad news?
Mm-hmm. She wrote and said, "Dear friend husband, unless you send me some money at once, myself and the children will have to go to the poorhouse."
Well, that's too bad. Did you answer the letter?
Yes, I answered it, and I said, "Dear friend wife, yours received. Is sorry to hear of your distress. Do not go to the poorhouse now. If possible, wait till next Saturday, and I will be home. Then we will all go to the poorhouse together."
Say, Billy, how did you make all your money?
Why, in the pocketbook business.
Are you still in the same business?
No, I quit that business and gone into the stocking business. You know, there's more money in stockings nowadays than there is in pocketbooks.
Mr. Collins will sing L-O-V-E.
Lee from head lived 40 years before he went to school. Knew many things by rule, and therefore was no fool. Around him in the classroom sat some 50-odd young boys who hadn't outgrown youthful dress and still made friends of toys. One afternoon the teacher said, "We'll have a spelling bee, for I should love to see how bright my boys can be." The first word is L-O-V-E, then turning round to Lee, she said, "Now, Mr. Ephraim, please define that word for me." Lee sadly hung his head, and knowingly he said,
"L-O-V-E spells trouble to me. Experience, that great expense, has taught that word to me. I ain't no saint, and I seldom touch, but love and trouble are synonymous, so help me.